You are now immersed in the Superfans Soccer Cast with your hosts, Maddie Savage and Mike Apex. It's about to get lit.
Welcome in, super fans. It is the dynamic duo with yours truly, Mike Apex, and my main guy on my side, Maddie the Savage One. And we're here. We're going to kick in the door and wave the 4-4 this week because we got some really explosive info for you guys, right? Keep you guys all tuned in today. And thanks again, super fans, for, kicking it with us. But what's up, Maddie?
What's up, Mike? All right, now, we got to keep this PG-13. You can't be busting down doors with a 44.
I'm using metaphors, man. We're like rappers today, all right?
Okay.
Except we're not rhyming everything we say, you know?
All
right. But yes, indeed. We got a really good show today, guys. We're going to hit a lot of topics and... I don't know. We might strike a few nerves, I think. I think some people might get a little upset, but that's what we're here for. We're here for all of that, right? So, but we're going to start out. Everybody's about respect, right? We always talk about respect. And, you know, I got to admit myself, I kind of overlooked these guys. And Maddie, I think he would probably say the same thing. But them boys up in Vancouver, man. Talk to me, Maddie.
Yeah, we definitely didn't give them the respect that they deserve. And I'm starting off our episode with a yellow card, including us, right?
Wow.
I'm putting
off the rip.
I'm seeing yellow to everybody who was and is in soccer media that covers MLS, that covers the CONCACAF Champions Cup, everybody, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone said they're not going to make the playoffs in MLS. They're going to get beat quickly in the CONCACAF Champions Cup. They basically just overlooked them and wrote them off. And now, wow. On June 1st, they're going to be in the final versus Cruz Azul. They're leading the Western Conference in MLS. So, yes, yellow card to everybody that did sports media, and including us, because we wrote them off. But shout out to those guys because they're having an amazing run.
Yes, man, totally agree. I mean, nobody expected this, right? I mean, this is, I don't know, this might be history in the making, right? These guys going from one of the worst teams into the best team, right? And
well,
they're exciting.
Don't shortchange them, Mike. They weren't the worst, but they were underachieving. They would sneak in at like the seventh or eighth spot in the playoffs, and they're kind of like their fans have always been expecting high expectations, high achieving, but they haven't quite been to the fans' expectations. So I guess the Vancouver fans knew or expected this, but everybody else outside of Vancouver wasn't expecting this for sure.
Right. Okay, I got you. So they think they were pretty much underachieving, not really living up to their potential, playing up to their potential.
Yeah.
What do you think is different this year? Because this has been just amazing. I mean, breathtaking.
Two words, one name, Jasper Sorensen, their coach. You have to give the coach his flowers and give him his credit because you and a bunch of other people, like I said, that cover the sport, we're like, who is this guy? We don't know nothing about him. You know, he comes from, I think, either Finland or Sweden, up there. There wasn't that much, you know, that we knew of him. So we write him off. We're like, okay, they got essentially the same team. They haven't really added many pieces at all. I mean, they brought in, I think, two guys this offseason to kind of help them out. And even those pieces were like, yeah, maybe around the edges. They weren't really like big flashy, like, oh, man, this is going to definitely bring them to another echelon. So those moves there, everybody looked at it and said, unknown coach and a few pieces around the edges, this team's going to be basically the same, maybe a little bit worse. And he believed, he saw what he had, and he wanted, you know, to play a certain way to make them to believe they can be what they are. And shout out to him. He's the one that gets the credit.
Salute. Salute to the coach. I mean, we were kind of, I think we were on the phone. We were watching the match when they played Inter Miami. And these guys just put on a clinic. I mean, it was almost like, you know, they took off the belts and gave them a AWS whooping, right? I mean, it was crazy. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I could believe it, but I didn't know it was going to go down like that, right? And like I said, just the way these guys play, they're a complete team on both sides of the ball, right? They're defending. I mean, they're going out here scoring, and they're, like I said, very exciting to watch. And man, nobody saw this coming.
And they're
I'm almost speechless.
Okay. They're fairly youthful too. I mean, they're not like you would see a team like this, you know, like, okay, they got a mixture of young guys and veterans and whatnot, but most of the guys they have are either right at their peak now or haven't quite hit, you know, where they could even step up one step to two or three steps more than what they're doing now. That's the scary part.
Right on.
Yeah, I will say though. They do have one Achilles heel, if I can say it like that. And I don't mean to poke or you know, or anything like that. This is just me being savage. I'm not a believer in their goalkeeper. He's the only one on their team that's like, if you watch their team, the guys that, you know, they have, you can see like there's potential for better or and when you watch their keeper, I feel like he's what you see is what you get. And sometimes he can cost some games or kind of, you know, have these little moments where it's like, oh, come on, you know, I just don't think that he is at the level where you can see him just going on a run and just nothing's getting by him. He's human, I guess you could say. He's either not a superhuman or he's just going to like, no, he's going to stop everything. He can be a weak link. That's my only, from what I've seen, my takeaway. What do you think, Mike, from the games you've watched for them? What's their weak underbelly?
Well, I was just going to speak about, I saw an article, it was a couple of days ago. I think it was on Forbes. I was trying to find that article because they actually made Forbes. Forbes had an article about them. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was very interesting. Hold on. I thought I screenshot. Okay. So the article, basically, they were saying that the Vancouver Whitecaps are a fan's dream, but a marketing nightmare. Mm-hmm. Right? But a marketing nightmare. So, you know, I know, you know, I lived in Seattle for a few years, and it's not too far from Seattle, but it is kind of like the far, far northwest, right?
Yeah.
And you spoke earlier about how, you know, super, pun intended, their fans are up there, and I love it. You know, just watching them home matches, the people go crazy, and you know, I'm here for it. I love it, right? And it's just interesting that, you know, they've become so popular. It just goes to show you, winning get you more exposure and such, right? So now here it is, Forbes actually has an article about these guys, and they're saying, yeah, they're good, and they put a stomping on Inter Miami, but what about marketing? What about money? You know, because they're way up there, and I believe it's not where you're from, it's where you're at. And right now, they're at the top of the MLS, right? They're going to be, I think, if I'm not mistaken, don't they have the Sunday match of the week this week, if I'm not mistaken?
I'm not too sure on that, but it wouldn't surprise me.
I think so. Yeah, so shout out to them, man. I mean, I can't give them nothing but respect. And they're doing it without any big superstars, Maddie. Am I correct? There aren't any super-duper...
Well, I mean, they got some guys that are developing into that.
But I mean, like, big names, like, far as MLS hyping these guys. They haven't really been, yeah.
Well, MLS hasn't hyped these guys, but if you watch and you see how they play, I mean, you got some guys that will probably be on the U.S. men's national team. I mean,
yes.
There's a few that, you know, that should be, Pochettino should be looking into getting Pochettino, those guys. Yeah. I think Brian White is one for sure. If he's not on, I mean, because his form right now, he's, I got to look at his stats that he's got. Let's see here.
Okay.
Back it up with some numbers. So,
okay.
He's looking like Brian White. He has, come on out, we talk you up. He has 6 goals in 8 games.
Wow. Yeah, he's on fire. Yes. Fire. Wow. Yeah, he's been going crazy.
That's in the regular season. That's in the MLS regular season. Let's see what he's got in the CONCACAF.
CONCACAF.
In 6 games, he's got 4 goals.
Wow, excellent.
Yes. So all competitions, that's what? All competitions, that's what, 12?
Mm-hmm.
12 goals in all competitions so far?
Bro, that's crazy. That's MVP caliber. Right. I mean, yeah.
So and he, if Pochettino doesn't have him at least circled, you need to circle him now.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, very talented. And that's the thing. We have, I think if you look at all the teams or whatever, just MLS alone, we have more than enough talent for the, you know, we're hosting the World Cup next year. Shout out to Vancouver. I think they're going to be hosting up there also, you know, during the World Cup next summer. But yeah, we definitely have enough talent to get out here and compete. But yeah, those guys, yeah, I could definitely see these guys, you know, winning. Like I said, winning is the best deodorant, right? You can go from funky to fresh, you know what I'm saying? In just a blink of an eye, you know, these guys have been out here doing their thing. Yeah, I just want to highlight these guys and give them their flowers. But,
all okay, right, yeah. So, talking about flowers, that means that you gotta call it like it is for the other side of the coin.
Oh, Lord. But those flowers are... Those flowers down, those tropical flowers down there in down 95 down there in Miami is, I don't know, they're not smelling too sweet to me right now, right? Inter Miami mediocrity. Let's get into that a little bit. These guys have made a lot of moves over the last, what is it, 2 seasons, right? I mean, you had a coach last year who I thought was a good guy. He ended up resigning, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they were trying to, you know, give him the boost.
He said it was health reasons.
Yeah, they were stressing him. It wasn't stress. It was stress.
I imagine so, yeah.
Yeah, man. Come on. We saw that. I mean, it's a lot of pressure. And look, salute to Messi, right? We already know what he does, what he means to the league and whatnot. But I'm getting a little bit, I hate to say it, it's in Miami. And you know, some other dude was down there. And I'm not comparing Messi by no means to that flopper down there. But that was down there. But I feel like Messi, Beckham, that's his guy. I mean, what do you think is going on down there? Elaborate a little.
We talked about this before we got to recording. There was a guy that I follow by... I'm going to give him the handle just to show, give him love. Inter Miami News Hub. And this is what he said. He said, unpopular opinion. Inter Miami were at their best during the League's Cup. This is whenever Messi joined in 2023. He said, almost every signing after that point, with a few exceptions, until now, has made the club go backwards. So he gives some examples of what they've done, right? They let go of DeAndre Yedlin. Well, not really let them go, but that's how he words it. DeAndre Yedlin, they traded him for funds. A lot of these, that's what they did. But they lost a little bit in that. Like, you can get money for players, but, you know, letting them go, whenever you hear that, whenever I hear that, I'm thinking, like, you know, cut or whatever. So that's not what happened in these situations here. But they did lose these guys, and these are caliber players. DeAndre Yedlin, Kamal Miller, Leo Campana, and just now at the we'll get on that later at the trade deadline, which just passed before our last episode, Robert Taylor.
Robert Taylor,
And add now also to the list, Julian Gressel. So there's this laundry list of players that are very, very talented that they had an established team before Messi came. He came and elevated those guys, and they had a great run. They had young legs around Messi and those guys. So and they actually pushed forward. They had a system in place. But now it seems like the guys that they've brought in, they wanna kick it back to the keeper or amongst themselves. And everybody's like, when they get the ball, they're looking for Messi. They're not looking for anybody, they're looking to get it to Messi. And he's gotta play deeper and deeper. He's got a lot of the creative onus is on him, solely on him. Now, no other player that they've got in to say, hey, here, move the ball or do this. It's like, look for Messi, pass him the ball. And it's a mess. They created this mess, and they gotta deal with it.
Yeah, I like how you use mess and Messi, right? How you kind of put that together. And no disrespect, but we try to keep it real over here, guys. And I'm looking at the standings right now, and Inter Miami is sitting at they're in the fourth spot, right? Just slightly above Charlotte, and then your guys, Nashville's in sixth or whatever. I gotta agree with you. Why would you get rid of all those young legs and talent, right? Knowing that Messi's a little older, he's still fit, but he's a little older. And now you see him, he knows how to manage his, his energy on the field. He's not going to, he knows when to put it on and when to kind of hold back a little, as we were talking about. But you're right. I didn't even realize all these players you mentioned. These are really good players. Players, dude. And, I mean, come on, young players that were they were good. I mean, I feel as though they're in win now mode, like right now. And everything else is out the window. It's not even about, keeping players, retaining players for the future or guys that could, they're just trying to win like right now. And so far, it's kind of backfiring, I must say, right? I don't like this model that they're doing. And now the coach right now, he might be on the hot seat.
Oh, he's in boiling water. He ain't in no hot seat. Call it like it is. He's in boiling water. They just took him out to boiling water. He's in ICU. I'm telling you. They're the fans. They are not happy with him. If it hadn't have been for y'all losing the way you did, and no disrespect, Mike, but if they didn't come out and did what they did to y'all, he would have been gone. If they lose that match, he's gone. I mean that in all seriousness.
We got Molly Messi whopped.
You said. You did.
I said Molly whopped. You said no, Mike. Messi whopped. Yeah, we did. We deserve to get that. It's all right. We got that butt whipping. But, man, wow, you're going savage on Messi, huh? Wow, okay. These guys.
No, not on Messi, the coach. Really, it's the coach. Let's be real.
I know,
Messi,
but I'm saying Messi's putting the pressure on these guys, man. It's hard, bro. It's hard. I look at the court and I'm like, dude, he's like, you're going to pop a blood vessel,
If there's anybody that deserves it, Messi gets a little bit because, and we kind of was mentioning this before while we were, kind of getting our show prep notes, right? We talked about how Messi is that superstar and they're probably sending, they're sending, is this okay? Is this guy okay? Whenever they were looking for their coaches to replace Tata Martino, they looked at a couple of different guys, and then Mascherano was the one that they decided to go with. He's got very close ties to Messi. They're Argentinian. Like, the connection was there. But he doesn't have a track record where you can look at it and say, okay, this guy knows what he's doing. He's got this, this resume. It's just, from club football, like, he's one that's going to take you to the next step as a team. Right. He looked like this is a great opportunity for me to kind of show what I got. Because the only thing he had on his resume, besides being a player and playing with Messi, was that he coached the Argentinian U21 side. That's it. That's what he had.
Right. Mm.
Wow. So he sounds like he might be a Pinocchio coach. You know what I'm saying? He got strings on him and he's a puppet out there.
Yeah.
And you know, and that's interesting because, like you said, Tata, he did to me, he was a good coach. I mean, dude, it's, I don't know. The way they exited the playoffs, maybe that's kind of was, you know, unfortunate. And, you know, maybe that was the last, like, not nail in the coffin, but the last straw. But I don't know, man. I look at these guys. We got a long season yet to go. But it's going to be very, very interesting to see where this team goes. Because right now they're almost middle of the pack, pretty much, right? And
fourth, if they one more spot, then yeah, they'd be definitely middle of the pack. But they've got games in hand. Let's kind of lower the temperature just a little bit. I don't want any Miami fans to be sending us some hate mail. Okay, Miami fans. I mean, shout out to me. I'm wearing y'all's colors right now, so. I got love for the guys.
Yeah, that's a Miami Vice shirt
you got on. Yeah, right. But again, they do have, I think, two games in hand versus the pack. So
right.
That's the scheduling. So MLS has helped them out some because they're going to be playing. They were in the CONCACAF Champions Cup. They've been eliminated by Vancouver, giving them their shine. But they've got the Club World Cup coming up. They still got Leagues Cup. They got a lot of games still left to be played. So I don't know. What do you think, Mike? Do you think that they stay with the coach to the end of the year with everything they got and how this was their big, like, that's one of the reasons why this is such a big topic and the Miami fans are so, because between Messi, the organization, this was the one. They felt that this was the one besides MLS Cup, of course, which that's later on down, you know, that'll be in December if they can make it that far. But this was the one they felt that they very strongly that they could win this one. And this is the regional. This is not just, you know, like MLS is a little bit smaller in scope. This one was, you're playing Mexican, you're playing Canadian, you're playing, they play the Jamaican side. Like there's a lot in the entire, you know, area. This was the one they wanted. And the fact that it went the way they did, woof, it's tough.
Yeah, they didn't get humbled. They got belittled when they played the Vancouver Whitecaps. Shout out to them again. They really got mollywopped and all of that, right? We saw that. We witnessed that, right? I was a witness. And that really, you know, I'm not going to say, like I said, I can't even say humble. I'm going to say belittle because according to the mainstream media, shout out to you guys, you know, they're the best thing since, you know, IHOP, right? You just pour the syrup on them and, you know, but not so fast. I got to agree with you, bro. I think the coach could be on the hot seat here. I mean, if he gets past July, you know, that's the 4th of July is coming up around the corner. If he gets past that, I'll be, depending on what their record is, depending on if they're still right here, 4th, 5th, he might be out of there. Because he doesn't have any experience in anything that would justify him holding down the position, right? What makes you think he's going to get better? Think about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just thought they could have did a better job with, besides somebody that played with Messi and that's one of his, you know, homies, literally homies, right? One of the homies from Argentina, they could have did better getting a top-notch coach. I don't know why they didn't. But, yeah.
He's getting hung out to dry for sure. And the fans, the super fans, they see right through it. They're calling him out saying, essentially, especially the home match, they were looking at his moves from his 11, the first 11 that he picked to the people that he brought in. I was kind of questioning it as well. So looking back on the game, they needed so many goals to get past the aggregate scoring. For those who don't know, they play home and away, and then as you have the home and away, they collect the entire scoring from the two matches.
Right.
And away goals count more. Like that's mm-hmm. like, you know, good. And so if Vancouver scored just one away goal, it was going to be very hard for Miami to turn it around and actually win. And once they got that first one, I don't know if I told you this or not, but I was like, yeah, this over. Like, it's probably it. Because they scored right after halftime, the second half. Come out, they get that goal. I was like, okay, it's good. You know, I was like, oh, that's going to be it. That's, you know, that's a wrap. Then they got that second one, and I was like, it's definitely over. And then they added a third one just to make it that much better.
Well, I'm going to talk about something that has been getting better. It's been going crazy. Is the rise of the MLS and our sponsorships, guy. I mean, it's been skyrocketing, right? It's been going nuts, I mean, to say the least. And I'll just speak a little bit about it. So in a recent article, I think it was on CNBC, they were talking about how the sponsorships, and we I think you were just talking about that, Maddie, right? Whereas now we got Walmart and such, and what is it? Michelob, I think I mentioned Michelob Light. Now it's the official beer, right? Of was it Michelob Ultra Light? I think it is official beer of MLS. But yeah, it was an article, and they were pretty much saying that everything's been going, you know, been going up, and what it said. So far this year, the MLS sponsorship revenue is up double digits compared to 2024. And like we just mentioned that. Yeah, last year, Michelob Ultra became the official beer sponsor of MLS. Of course, we know Adidas and whatnot. Those are some of the major brands that we have coming in here right now. But as far as like advertising markets, everybody's want to get in. Me and you predicted this a couple years ago. We knew that the MLS was going to explode, right? We had winter matches. We were really loving this game and loving, you know, our style, American style, right? And yeah, it's definitely been a big boost to the economy. Definitely been a big boost to the game. And let me see.
And shout out to Apple and Messi as well, because those two, you know, that's some major, major backing to the MLS.
Oh, yeah, yes.
That really is what got people's attention from, you're talking about Walmart. I mean, Target's been a sponsor. They sponsor a team. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you got to jump in.
Sports Illustrated.
Yeah. So you gotta jump in on mm-hmm. this because take Walmart, for example. I didn't expect Walmart because, you know, Target had been in on this, sponsoring a team and everything else. So it's like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then you hear, you know, Walmart's involved. And you're like, okay, yeah, because it makes sense. You got a competitor that's in there getting the shine. And if you don't get in the waters and get your name out there, your competitor, you know, that's how it works, at least over here in the U.S. anyways. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And with things like that happening, there will probably be even more companies and industries, for that matter, that look to get into the MLS market and say, hey, it's growing, got a lot of eyes, got a lot of passionate fans, super fans, if you will.
Super fans, yes, sir.
And they got money to spend, so we need to get involved and, you know, advertise and get it out there. So it's good. It's very good.
Definitely, because I know, you know, shout out to my Red Bulls. We signed that deal with Sports Illustrated. When they renamed our stadium, right, Sports Illustrated,
mm-hmm.
it was like a 13-year deal that we signed with those guys, right, which is huge, you know. And that just goes to show you they're having a long-term commitment, right?
Right.
For them to go in like that. And, you know, that's just great or whatever. So I just think that, you know, what was it? Yeah, the MLS, I mean, we're getting so much attention now. We're getting global. Shout out to Messi again. We're getting global stars that are actually considering coming over here to play in MLS. I mean, they can go anywhere. These guys, right?
Yeah.
We already know. And these marketers and advertisers and such and sponsors, shout out to Umbro for sending us the little, you know, kit, soccer kit package, super fan package.
Shout out Umbro. You guys. Gotta give them.
Yes. Definitely. They're nice, man. Definitely. So we're going to wear them with, you know, with passion like super fans. But, yeah, man. So, I mean, what do you think? What do you, how far do you think this thing's going to go up? You think it's going to keep going up? Because right now they're saying it's double from last year, which was crazy.
This is all good news for the, I would say the players. They're the ones that's going to benefit the most from this because,
okay,
in the league, it's going to be a basically like a cycle, right? It's, the way I see it, I visualize a circle, right? So the teams put their money in, the money goes into the league. The league has, you know, the profit sharing and everything else. It goes to the teams. The teams then reinvest it into the players. So the teams will have not trying to get too long winded here. When sponsors invest in the league is going to get more money to have better quality players.
Yes.
And the teams are going to get better quality. And I was just thinking about this earlier, right? That's the one thing that's going to change the entire MLS is whenever they get the funds to compete with the Premier League and Liga and all these other ones for the guys that are about to hit their real prime. Like how it is with the MLB, NFL, NBA. I mean, they're competing amongst themselves and other teams in their league, but they're not competing around the world. Like, it's just, you know, Charlotte versus New York versus Miami. You know, stuff like that, only here. Whereas soccer is global, so you might be competing with a team in Japan, you might be competing with a team in Mexico, several teams in England, you know, it's just like that's the way it goes. So if United States here in MLS, count them the USL is in that as well. Mm-hmm. Right? You got all these teams that are vying for players' services, that the value and those dollars are going to go up. And if the MLS can get those sponsorships and that money to put into those players, getting guys that are like 21, 23, and that prime age of like really?
Yes.
Can you imagine a guy like Haaland, Erling Haaland?
If a team could get somebody over here.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Like, imagine a guy of his caliber coming to them. Like, what kind of, like, that would shake everything up. But it comes down to the money. See, the Premier League has the most, they got the most money out of it. I mean, they spend like crazy. I mean, the other leagues as well. I mean, they're like the Saudi League, they probably take the cake because they just got infinite amounts of guap.
This is true.
But the people don't necessarily want to go there just for the money. You know what I'm saying? Because the other things around there, I mean, shout out to the Saudi Arabia. They got amazing amounts of money, but nobody wants to go there because it's a desert. Let's be real.
I don't know. Dubai and Abu Dhabi they're hot spots now. You know?
They are, but that's just the reporting that I've seen from the players that have gone there. You go there chasing a check. Like, that's all you're going to get. It's going to get a check. And, you know, just everything else is not as good as some of these other places. Because it's definitely a change. But, yeah, that's what's going to get back to our point talking about sponsorships.
Yeah.
This is going to get the ball rolling for more money and more funds so that we can get more better quality. And the guys that we do have here, and this is not a knock on them saying, like, they're not going to get, you know, we're going to get other players besides what we have here now. We will get other players.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll also, the players that we have now will be getting paid more.
Yes.
And that's a good news.
Deservedly so. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. I think this is like perfect timing, right? Because it's like I look at the U.S., you know, soccer is on the rise, definitely. We're like the center of the soccer universe right now, all right? Last year, you and I got a chance to go to the, the Copa America last year?
Yes.
We saw the Canada and, what was that? I keep mixing it up. What did they play?
Chile.
Chile. That's right. That's right. Chile. Chile. Yes, indeed. Chile. Great match. We got that. We got the FIFA this summer, which I was going to work, but respectfully decided not to or whatever. And then next year we have the Ultimate, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the World Cup's coming here, right? We're going to be, like I said, this is going to be the center of the universe of soccer, of the soccer world. And
pause,
this
is just... Mike, you missed one. You missed one, sir.
Oh, hold on.
The women's, I think, is in 27.
Oh, the women's is in 27? What?
I'm pretty sure that the women's World Cup is coming to 27.
Yo, we got that, too? Oh, yeah. We're going crazy right now. So this is just the perfect storm for us, mm-hmm. like, you know. And as I sent you the thing last week, and we're members, guys, we're members of our U.S. Soccer, and we, you know, we contribute, and, you know, we love that. We love what we're developing over here. And they're building a facility, and they were selling bricks, right? I think I sent you that thing. And we were going to get a brick, pretty much a customized brick saying you help contribute. And it wasn't cheap. It wasn't cheap. Maybe I can get a stone over there. But I like what Arthur Blank is doing with that down here in Atlanta, building the you know, U.S. soccer. This is the headquarters. And all of this, like I said, all of this is just like the perfect storm, man. I love it. I think all of the smart businessmen and women, they see what's going on here and they want to get in. All these companies, corporations want to get in on this. And I don't see it go anywhere but up. I gotta edit
in real time. So I just looked it up. So in 2027 is gonna be in Brazil, but in 2031, that's whenever we're getting to feed the women's. Because you know they plan in advance. So yes. Not 27. That would be crazy if it was 26 here, the World Cup, and then 27 and then as well.
Okay.
So it's going to be a small little pause, but we are still getting it in 2031. Yeah. So we are still getting. I thought I heard something about it, but not 2731.
Good correction right there, Maddie. On the fly. Yeah, definitely. That's okay. Shout out to Brazil. But yeah, and our women, we already know our women. Shout out. We love you girls. Y'all the best, you know. We can brag on them, right? We know they're the upper echelon around the world, and we're just trying to get our men to and I think we're going to get more, young men competing, getting into soccer, athletes, elite athletes getting into soccer, right? Because more bread means better talent, right? More exposure. That's the one thing we still got to do better with we're getting there. I love Apple, but I feel like we talked about before, I don't want to keep going over it with linear TV platforms and such. Just if you guys are listening, please expand it where we can get more people that, you know, a regular kid that's out there, a young kid that's out there, he could watch a great match and be inspired and want to play soccer, you know?
Yeah, I need some more of that. For sure. And on that note, I got to give a little yellow card. This is an off-the-cuff yellow card, but... So
wait a minute,
Maddie. We talked about Fox. We did our episode about that, right? But I got to give... This is just the station, the whoever... You know, that does the linear. Then why is it that it's 2025 and they don't broadcast in HD? When I watch it,
it's not in HD. What?
It's not in HD. It's quote unquote HD, Mike. It's 720. But it's like if you watch here locally where we're at, it's Fox 54, which is channel 54.
Right.
If you watch channel 26, which is NBC, which broadcasts in full HD, which is 1080. You watch that and go to 54, which is, one more channel up or however how many, right? There's a big difference. It's like one's grainy and one's, very clear. Why is this 2025 and they can't broadcast in full HD? Like, no wonder that the ratings are down on some of these, because we talked about CBS and how CBS got the game. CBS broadcasts in 1080. So that game would be very nice to see. And then they get, Fox.
Right.
Has these games over the air, and it just these little small little things, they make a big difference. I mean,
you know what it is? Apple spoiling us.
They really are, because
they're spoiling us.
When you go and you watch it on the app, and it's very clear, the best, very good quality picture. and you try to watch. Like I said, I enjoy watching that because that's how I got into watching MLS. But man, watching it's kind of grainy and just like, man, what's on this picture? I don't know.
Yeah,
Fox, too much of a cinephile, I guess. Where like I like to see, you know, like the 4K. I got a 4K TV. I want to see it in 4K.
Right. I mean, these phones are on HD 4K right now, right?
Yeah.
Fox, I gotta. What the Hellman's mayonnaise are you doing, right? What are you doing right now?
Cost cutting measures, that's right? What it is.
Pun intended. With the yellow mustard card, dude. You guys, we can't even watch. You're 720. We're 4K. Everything. I mean, even YouTube TV is like 4K HD and all of that, right?
Yep.
And you know, it's just. It's very disrespectful. I think you're disrespecting MLS. Just me personally, how I feel. I feel like you guys are treating us like it's a second class league. You know what I'm saying? Like, you would never do that to the Premier League. You would never do that to La Liga and these guys. You would never do that. Bundesliga. You'd never do that. Because you know what? They'll say, you know what? We don't even want our stuff broadcast over there. You know what I'm saying? Poor quality. I mean, I don't like it. And yeah, Apple's been spoiling us. Apple's excellent, top notch. But Fox, hey, you guys got to step it up, man. Because I know somebody, we're going to start getting on here and speaking out. We deserve top quality for, you know, the super fans out here, okay?
All right, while you're finishing your water, I got another admission, admission of guilt. I got an admission of guilt over here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully if you stayed with us in this episode this long, and you've listened to our past episodes, right? And I do the editing for our episode.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going back and I'm listening, and I'm like, man, I messed up here, messed up there. There were two glaring mess ups in our last episode, and I have to apologize. Number one, gotta apologize to Loudoun United. Not Loudoun, yes. County. I said Loudoun County.
You said Loudoun County. I'll let you ride. Man, I knew what you meant.
yeah. That's Loudoun the area United. Up there, but I meant to say Loudoun United. And my dummy self even read a tweet from Tom Bogert that said the Loudoun United forward, and I still said Loudoun County. So I apologize if I made anybody go crazy. I apologize.
Well, look, we let them know because remember I said they came from the DC United, right?
Yeah.
So we kind of like, yeah, remember I did they mention did. That. Yeah.
And number two.
Go ahead.
Talking about being a cinephile and really enjoying film. I talk about film. I talk about movies all the time. This one bugged me. So I got to correct this just for my sake. Mm. I made a comment and I even told you about this. I made a comment about the... what was it? The Back to the Future franchise. And I said, Marty McQueen.
It'll be Marty McFly. I know.
I meant Marty McFly. Guys, I know what I'm talking about, but sometimes I get tongue-tied. And as we know, we do this on the fly. We don't have a script, and that lets you know. So those two got repaired, got fixed. I know what I'm talking about. Trust me. All right. So Mike is done drinking his water. You want to talk about Zaha now and his... His infamous Snapchat.
Zaha. I don't like to say you told me so, but in this instance, you told me so, right?
Right.
You said, you know, beware of the diva-ism. And Charlotte's been doing great. You know, that was my pick as far as being one of the best. And they've been that. But, Zaha came out early this season, and you saw something. Let's go back. Let's rewind, right? Be kind and rewind, like, take it back, right. Like Blockbuster. You had a comment early on, and you told me, said, Mike, I saw something. They were right in preseason practice, and you was like, nah, Mike. And I was like, you might be a little overblown. You might be a little, and you was like, nah, Mike. And I didn't want to believe it, but now that I see it, and you already said it. Go ahead, Savage.
All right. So, again, if you followed us from the very beginning, we much appreciate you. So you know what we're talking about. In the beginning, right before the season and the preseason and everything else, so Charlotte was so thrilled to get Wilfred Zaha. And they played Nashville, and then there was a on-the-field interview with Wilfred Zaha, and he hadn't been there very long. And they were talking to him, and he kept on mentioning things about how he likes it, and they haven't quite right. got used to me, and it was a lot of me and I, and I was like, yo, that's like a red to me. That was a red flag because both me and Mike, we're coaches. We coach basketball, but at the same time, sport. And if you right. got to play, if you got a team game, you're not talking about golf or these other, you know, where it's you versus you. You got a team game. And it's all me and I, and they got used to me and how I like the ball, and it wasn't so much like this is the way I think that the team and the group can do this or this. It was no, what do I think that I can do and what they can do for me? Red flag, super red flag. I said, if they get derailed, it'll be because he has a diva problem and he's going to ruin the locker room. I called it in the off season. He'd been kind of under the radar until this. little Snapchat, little, I don't even know, like a 13-year-old girl or something. I mean, great day.
Yeah, man. Let me do a quick, it just brought a word to mind. Ego, right? Mm-hmm. Ego. And I just got a quick, definition. Someone's ego is their sense of their own worth, right?
Yeah.
And then they said, for example, if a person has a large ego, they think they are very important and valuable. If they have a massive ego, they will never admit when they're wrong, right? And we've seen these guys before. It's nothing wrong with being confident. And, you know, some of these guys are even borderline cocky, right? We get it. Right. You know, these guys, and it's nothing wrong with being, you know, guys have their own swag or whatever, right? But you tried to tell me, and I was, like, looking at him. I said, well, I'm going to give this guy a chance, right? And I'm still going to give him another chance, you know. But the fact that he went in on, what was he on, Snapchat or something like that?
Snapchat, yeah.
Like, dude, that's some girly type stuff. I mean, really? I lost a lot of respect for this kid. I'm like, what? And he's going back and forth, and he's like, oh, yeah. I mean, come on, dude. Is this what we're doing? I don't know who's the leader over there, veteran leader, because they're young, pretty young over there in Charlotte, but or maybe the coach or whatever. But somebody need to, you know, or the team need to have a meeting and look, man, come on, man. This ain't what we're trying to do right now, you know. I don't know, man. I mean,
it's hard with someone like that. He's human, and it was a venting sort of thing. I get it.
Yeah.
But it's how he went about it. And like you said, it was kind of like, so. Just to add some context, he's not venting at the team itself. He's really at a fan. So a fan was kind of getting under his skin, especially at home. And the Charlotte fans, they go in. Yeah. They really do.
I love them.
And yeah, love them it's fans. Good. But
yeah, solid.
He's been there for however how many, you know, games they played. I'm not up to date on how many home games they've had. It's like, it's not like this is your first rodeo, son. This is, you've had so many games. It's like, if it's one fan or an area of, you know, where they got season ticket holders or whatever, you should know by now, like, okay, yeah, that section there, you know, they're going to get on me for whatever reason. And, like, tune them out.
Right.
Not get on Snapchat and talk about, oh, you know, if I do this, then I'm wrong. If I do that, then I'm wrong. But we're doing this,
right.
doing that. Like, he essentially... In the snap or whatever was
right.
taking credit for the entire team's success. That's the part right. I didn't. He didn't say, you know, we've excelled as a team. He's like, oh yeah, they're talking junk about me, but you know, the best start ever and been first in the league. So stop talking about my name. And it's like, but if you're honest about the critique, you haven't really been performing to the level that they want you to be at. And if you were playing at that level, and yes, they're first and, you know, this and that, which they were first for, you know, like a day, they're still doing right. good.
They are.
Charlotte fans are probably going to give me crap for saying that, but, you know, we got them coming up, so we'll see. And until Clamati, I hope you play.
You're not a rivalry, all right? According to the Charlotte coach, you're not a rivalry. No.
Oh yeah, we're gonna be on his head, bro. Toklamati,
you gonna be on his head.
Toklamati, we see you, son. We see you. Them fans, they know. Oh, they know. And I hope that I hope that Walker is back. I'm not saying back to play, but I hope that as a very good mental image, I hope that he gets back to where he can at least be on the bench. That would be great. Because if we can see him, if he's at least on the bench, oh, it's over. Those guys are going to be on top of everything else that's been going and building into it. If he's on the bench,
Yeah. You guys should be foaming at the mouth.
Chance to save you on that one, Bo.
Okay. Yeah, you definitely should be chomping at the bit to get that get back over there in Charlotte. Oh, yeah. But I just think, like I said, I see a lot of these young guys, very talented. It's just, I don't understand it. These guys want to get all the credit, but they don't want to stand up and take any of the blame. It's never their fault. You know, real leaders, you know, they understand that, you know, they have to take responsibility. You know, when the team loses, when the team wins, you're getting praise. You got to also take the blame. You can't, oh, it's not me. I'm doing my job. I hate that. And I only like use the word hate, but I despise that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just weak. When I play sports, and you the same way, Maddie, we play, we always man up. You know me, I'm the ultimate sportsman. You know what I mean? I can take a loss on the chin. I want to get back at you. I'm a competitor. I'm going to try to rip your head off, but I'm respectful. Hey, man, you beat me. Good game or whatever. Or if I mess up, I take the blame. Okay, you're not perfect. But the fact that he came out like that, and you had told me, it's like a switch went off. I'm like, dang, man. Man, he said this. He told me, and I was like, nah, maybe, you know, maybe he's not going to do that. Maybe he's going to. I just hope it doesn't get worse. I just hope it doesn't get. This is two strikes, right? This is two already.
Yep.
This is two. And you got a long season. It's about to get hot real soon, right? It's about
And to add to that, right? Mm-hmm. They've been doing well. That's been the, you know, you just mentioned it earlier in the episode talking about winning is the best deodorant, right?
Yes.
So they've been winning, and he hasn't been. He's, you know, he's at a fan right now or a group. I don't know if it's one single. I hope for his sake it's not just one singular fan, because that's some thin and thin. But with that being said, they're doing well. So, yeah, you haven't heard. Like, imagine if instead of their, I believe, third now, right? They're third?
Who's that? In the East?
Charlotte? They're third in the East?
They're fifth. They're right behind Miami. They're fifth right now.
They've gone back.
Yeah, double check that. Yeah, I think they're fifth.
You're correct. Yeah.
They're behind Miami right now.
But they were. But I'm saying, so he mentioned that they were first for a time. And they were up there higher in the standings. I'm prefacing it by saying this. What if instead of their fifth now or he touched first in the East, imagine they were eighth or tenth, you know, kind of struggling. Imagine what his stink would have been then.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
That's a good point, right? Wow. And now that they start out, like you said, really hot. Now that they've been losing some, you know, games here, they're kind of coming back down to earth. Now you see finger pointing already. I hate finger pointing, you know? Don't do finger pointing, guys. Look at the man in the mirror. That's who you point to, okay? Take responsibility for your actions. We're all part of a team. You don't have to get out here thinking, you know, like you said, with all the ego. that's like the worst thing you can do, you know? And not, you know, as a star, you got to take, you got to take the blame. You got to take the credit, right? Give your teammates the credit and you take the blame as a leader. And that's I'm gonna watch that. That might be an Achilles heel. He might be an Achilles heel over there for Charlotte with that ego.
Could be. And you know what? Yeah. You just made me think of something. Before our episode, I was gonna make another a movie reference. Okay. So getting back to our very first initial topic and giving Vancouver all of their shine.
Right.
They're playing Cruz Azul on June 1st for the CONCACAF Champions
Cup. Championship.
Right?
Championship, yes.
It's the final. Mm-hmm. So the media, I say air quotes, media, is Fox Deportes. And I want to say, I hope to goodness gracious that this was an opinion piece, because if this was an actual writer for Fox Deportes that wasn't an opinion piece, this is terrible writing. But there was a
Now to cut you off. Is this a red card right now? What are you doing on this?
Yeah, I think it is. This one here is a red card.
Go ahead. This is a red. Right. Finish off with the red.
Red card. Yeah, we did two yellows. This is my red, right?
Yes, go ahead.
So Fox Deportes did a article talk, and they were comparing the two clubs. It was very disparaging for Vancouver, and it was very uplifting for Cruz Azul. Now, granted, I give them credit. They made it this far. They do have a great history. Love those guys. No disrespect to Cruz Azul. And I don't want any Cruz Azul super fans in our our email fussing at us in Spanish about, you know, talking mess. Not that at all. Great team. Right. They've won the because it's been a bunch of different versions of this cup. They at one point in time they called it the CONCACAF Champions Cup, CONCACAF Champions League. There's been a bunch of different, you know, names for it. Same title. They have won this title for I think six different times. They've won they've won League MX several times. I want to say eight.
Yes.
I don't want to again.
Eight times.
I'm letting everybody know I don't have 100% of the numbers, right? But they've won it.
Right.
They've won it multiple times. Right.
Multiple times. Salute.
And then the writer of the article, which I don't even have his name, and I don't want to give him credit because it was full of errors and just a lot of favoritism. I'll just put it to you like that. And he compared that team to Vancouver and said Vancouver hasn't won the league, talking about MLS. They haven't done anything with the CONCACAF. They've only been around for this long. And he's like, there's no comparison between the two. And you know what, Mike? You know what movie that made me think of?
What's that?
Rocky IV.
Rocky IV?
Rocky IV with Apollo Creed. I'm gonna get in my little bit talking about Zaha and how he was, you know, me. What did Apollo Creed do to Ivan Drago whenever they had their first fight, right? He was like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna whoop this kid. I'm gonna whoop this guy. Da, da, da,
right,
da.
What happened?
He in the middle of the ring, right? Hit the glove. And what did Drago say? You'll lose. That's what I feel like. This is what we're setting up, right? Not trying to say that Vancouver is Ivan Drago, but it's just the whole everything, right? So this guy's hyping up Cruz Azul, and they're saying, oh, yeah, it's going to be this or that, and there's no comparison, da-da-da. Yeah, hype him up, talk all this and everything. But when June 1st comes, that's when the punches start flying, not literally, but figuratively, on the field, that's whenever you'll start to see what's going on. And we'll see if Vancouver is really Ivan Drago out there. Sorensen's got them playing good.
Yeah, I'm going to mark that down on the calendar. Definitely, we got to cover. We're definitely going to cover that. That's going to be an excellent match right there. And yeah, we're about it full time right now, brother. Because I got to go hop in here and get my shower up there and. Just want to say this is a really good show tonight, man. We still got some other food left on the table here, which we'll cover. We have some other. We have two other topics we want to cover. We'll get them in on the next episode. And since you were talking about Cruz Azul, I just want to say happy Cinco de Mayo. You know, everyone out there, you know, drinking your tequila, your Modelas. You know, all of that good stuff, your Coronas, you know.
Your Michelob Ultras.
Michelob Ultras. Yeah, we got to shout them out, too. yeah. You know, I had me a couple street tacos earlier today. So, yeah, man. Eat well, drink well, be well, right? Super
be
fans.
Be safe, you guys. Be safe, most importantly.
Yes, indeed, man. And definitely, thanks for tuning in. And I'll holler at you guys next week. Maddie, take them home.
All right, you guys. See you later, knuckleheads.
Holla.
Thank you for joining us and showing your support. become a part of our community by subscribing to our SoccerCast. Hit us up and send your comments to info@superfansusa.com. Peace out.